everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Joining me today is Rhonda Harrison, an amazing woman. I am just so happy to have connected with her and be given the opportunity to share her with you. Rhonda is a gifted healer, teacher, and guide. Rhonda's life is a demonstration of loving service. Her passion is to show others the way to health and well-being. Rhonda dreams of that day when, as one, we all join in celebration of the divine infinite, expressed in these, our precious spirits and physical bodies. That is so beautiful. Rhonda, I want to say welcome, welcome.
Thank you so very much, Paula V, for having me on your radio show today. It happens to be coming at a very monumental time for me in a number of ways. A little about myself is that I've transitioned people from this life to the divine for the last 25 to 30 years. And I developed some essential oils that are very pure and wild rooted that I use as well, called Grief, Relief, and Enjoy, for the family and the person who's passing away, so that they, you know, aren't as anxious and as pent up with, you know, the fear that goes with death for some people. And I would say for the majority of people, until I have a time to talk with them, help them transition, you know, into getting hospice or, you know, the care that the end family member needs, you know, I walk them through that process. I can walk them through, you know, the process of cremation or the burial or whatever needs to be set up, is what I've done over the years, and gotten very good at it, where I can transition people and their families at the same time. I can do it distantly or I can do it in person. And some people prefer it in person so that they can see the ceremony that I do with the chakra bowls and the drumming and the rattles and the burning of what I make off my property called Peace Acres Essence, which is an incense or cuttings of juniper, pine, cedar, aspen, all the different grasses, sages that are on my property, sweet grass. And then I make a beautiful blend with that and burn it so that the prayers can go up and the person's soul is invited to move upward during that time. And it's just been an awesome amount of doing that. But the reason it's so cataclysmic right now for me is I'm on my 3-year anniversary of my dad passing, and my grandfather passed on the same day 2 days ago. And he was 106 years old. My dad was 80 when he passed. It was the first time my dad had really recognized my gifts. But when he found out that he had 4 forms of cancer, he called me and asked me if I would come home and help him, you know, leave this world and without a lot of struggle or pain. And that's what I've done and perfected over the last 30 years, is a beautiful way of applying lotions and essential oils to their hands, feet, and face, and, you know, keep them very, you know, cleaned up, shaven, you know, because a lot of it is they really want to be looking their best when they cross from this world, especially for their family, so they're not so grief-stricken. And, you know, so I walk them all through the process and help them understand how they calm and go through the different transitions of that.
Oh, that's fascinating, fascinating. And share what in particular, like you mentioned essential oils. I am a big lover of essential oils, and I had no idea that they could also be useful in helping someone cross over.
Oh, yeah. I make essential oils with wild-rooted organic oils. I don't use any carrier in them. I don't believe in a carrier. I believe that it should be the pure essence. It changes the neurotransmitters in the brain upon applying them within 30 to 90 seconds. It changes the dopamine, the neurotransmitters, the epinephrine that we can make for ourselves, the like an opiate, but it's not an opiate, but it's a very soothing relaxation with a dopamine, serotonin, that's the word I was looking for. And it changes all that so quickly that people are like, wow, what just happened? I feel like a whole mountain has been lifted off my shoulders. Oh. And it pretty much has, because it's opened up the mind so that the person has a very clear picture of that they are forgiven, they are, you know, a divine person on this planet, and that the divine or God or Buddha, however you want to present it, has really opened their arms to them. And then I bring in the angels into my oils when I make them and when I use them transitioning someone. I bring in Archangel Michael and Raphael and Metatron and some other ones that help the spirit calm. And then the other thing I do, so that the family can kind of have something that is tangible, touchable, I put together a feather fan.
Oh.
And I was taught this. I don't even know how I was taught this. I really believe that it was just something that the angels brought to me while I was making these grief relief oils and the Enjoy. And then I started looking up the meanings of the feathers. And the first one is a goose feather, which is like a goose sitting on a beautiful pond, you know, just calm as can be, no quakes in it, you know, and that helps them through that first part where they can totally relax into the situation and go, okay, you know, we're really, you know, going there. Then the second feather is a turkey feather. And the turkey feather is to show gratitude for the life they've had and what they brought to the planet and where they're going, and for, you know, and being thankful for, you know, passing through this life and going into the next with no regret or anything like that, and going in an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving. The third feather is an owl feather. And the owl feather represents the wisdom that the person had here on the planet and they shared, and the wisdom they'll have in their spiritual life, and how they'll continue to be of service to people through the spiritual world, you know, and their families stay more connected to them with this type of idea. And then the flicker feather is a woodpecker. He's a little noisy. He likes to be seen. He has dark feathers on the upper side that we see, but on his underside it's all bright orange like a sunset. And so I turn that feather backwards so that the orange and black show, so you can see, you know, going from the darkness to the light. And that's what the flicker does, is they take him through the darkness and the void into God's hands as close as they can get. And before they get to that divine place, the eagle picks the flicker and this person in the spirit up into, and delivers them to the hands of God, where they can be, you know, reunited with family and with friends and with all the angels. And there's a great celebration, you know, that they've arrived and that they have so much to give. And, I did my first interview with the Renfort Network with a lady, Anna Mika, out of the Netherlands in April 29th of 2013. And my father was just going silent, and that was the first time he had really heard what I do. And we talked about the crossing over process then. And then now 3 years later, my grandfather of 106 years and 9 months passed just this last 2 days. And it's just really brought it home that it's not just for the world, but it's also for my family, because it's very soothing to them. And I have pretty much a whole way of doing this so that it eases the mind of the family. It eases the mind of the person who's passing. You know, I help them get hospice set up. I'll sit with the person if they would like me to. You know, I do travel to do these, as well as, you know, if people want me to be there during the transition time. And I've done that with small children. I've done it with older adults. I've done it with shamans of mine who were like, you know, come please, you know, do this for me and my family. So it's been an act of love, you know, in its own sense and in my own way of really embracing death for people so that they don't have all that, you know, gloomy, doomy stuff all the time, so that they know that this person is going to a good place. They're not losing them forever. There's still a connection between them and their spirit, and that, you know, they'll notice their aftershave sometimes after they passed, or you know, see a vision of them, you know. And with my father, and quite a few others, I've actually seen the soul leave, you know, and it just drifts off, you know. And it's funny because usually a window's been opened just as they're taking their last breath, and they literally just go out the window. And I have ladybugs show up during this time, no matter what time of year. When I do a crossing, ladybugs show up, and I've always been mesmerized by this. But she started, the ladybug started showing up years ago, and every time I've ever done one, because I live at 9,200 feet where there's not a lot of ladybugs, you know, but there's times where I've done distant ones, you know, and the ladybug still shows up, even if it's in the winter.
Oh,
I can't figure out how they get there. You know, or where they've been hiding out in my house, or who's dropping them in by air, or whatever. You know, so it's just been a beautiful experience, and, you know, a gift that I enjoy sharing with people, because I do know how hard it is, you know, to go through those processes. I mean, I've gone through it where everything's been totally planned to absolutely nothing's planned, and there is a way to get through it, and you can do it. You know, especially with someone like me who's done it so often, that I know how to get a hold of different hospices and different cities and states, and, you know, and open the doors. And they are an amazing program that is free to people, you know, so that they have a nurse and a doctor and a chaplain and everyone that's needed, you know, for that person to transition.
That just takes my breath away, Rhonda. That is so beautiful. That is just so huge and so loving, and what a gift to help others with. I love it. I love it. I'm really excited to hear more. I'm afraid we do have to pop out for a commercial. Thank you, Rhonda. This is just beautiful. Everyone, we will be right back with more from Rhonda Harrison. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Paula V here. If you're just popping in, I'm with Rhonda Harrison today, and she is a gifted healer, teacher, and guide, and she does so much for others with the gift of helping other humans cross over. And she uses so many amazing tools and gifts. It just tears me up how beautiful it is. And something I would like to ask you, what I'm feeling from what you've told us, mm-hmm. Rhonda, I mean, what you do for these people as they cross over is so tremendous, but also how that must affect their family members and help their family members mm-hmm. that transition.
And it really does help their family members a lot. And, you know, I've been recognized, I guess I would be the right word, by different hospices, because they've never seen someone who comes in and puts that much energy into making sure they're shaved and their teeth are clean and that their faces are clean and that they have this beautiful oil that I make called Grief Relief, a mixture of it and Enjoy. It helps with the depression and the fears of crossing over, you know, because it is an unknown for most people. And I myself have crossed over probably 15 times in my life. I've had a lot of near-death experiences, and I think that's why I have this gift, is that, you know, every time I go through this, it gets even stronger, and I make new oils that are, you know, more and more enhanced with the angels and the beings that I work with, and I do, a lot of times, do grief counseling with the families afterwards for a period of time, whatever they need, or I suggest that they see someone, in their area, but I can do it by Skype, I can do it by phone, I can do it by email, you know, and I have them, you know, sometimes journal for a bit, you know, as they're being taught this, and they smell, like if I'm there and they smell the essence of the sage and the rosemary and the myrrh and the frankincense and the sandalwood and the copal and the Palo Santo all burning in succession in a special way to clear all things that could cause any type of harm to anyone, so that it's a very pure playing field, or I call it sacred ground after that.
Oh, I love that. Rhonda, do you sell these oils?
I do sell these oils, and they're on my website at www.hummingbirdhealing oils.com. And you can also reach me at that same name, hummingbirdhealingoils@gmail.com, if you would like to get a hold of me, if you have questions, if you would like to know how to get me into a place where I can either do it distantly or for you at home. I do live in Colorado, so I'm kind of in the middle of the United States. So, you know, I'm pretty open to going wherever other people, you know, need me at that time, because I really think in this time, in 2016, as fast as things are moving and all the turbulence and all the fear-based stuff that we get from TV, I really feel that they need to know that there are miracles happening in another part of the world, and they can happen in your own front room when you watch your beloved who is on their way to the other side, that they can pass so calmly, so freely, so quietly, with no struggle, with no, you know, hardness in the death process. It's just like they go to sleep and they take one last big final deep breath and then they're there, you know. And I am in the process of writing a book so that people can learn about what I do and that my services are available, because I can help people get hospice set up. I can help them with the hospital stuff, nursing home stuff, you know, all of the death certificate stuff, going to the mortuary and doing all of that work, you know, and keeping them in tune, but helping them so that they're not having to run around in shock.
Yes.
You know, and then I also usually suggest to the families my five flower rescue remedy that I make from peonies, pansies, irises, roses, and lily of the valley, and star of Bethlehem, and a little bit of chamomile. And it's just a water flower essence, kind of like Bach flower essences, that a lot of people know that name. Well, I make one myself that's called a five flower rescue remedy, and it is just made with beautiful water from my property. I have my own well on my property at 9,200 feet in Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, to which I believe is a very blessed piece of land. And I'm on a vortex there, so the water is very pure. Yes. And I make it there. I infuse it with Andarian crystals, to which a lot of people may not know that stone yet. It's just recently come out, and it is full of so much information. It is literally unearthing itself in the San Madre Mountains in California. And it's amazing how the energy now is that people are leaving, you know, and some do get stuck or struggle, you know, because they don't want to be alone. You know, and I've sat in hospital rooms with people, nursing homes, their own homes, you know, so that they're not alone in the process and they know someone can lead them, you know, to that end.
May I ask, Rhonda?
Sure.
I'm really intrigued. You mentioned that you've crossed over several times. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Started at the age of 12, and I had an allergic reaction to an IVP solution that they were giving to me intravenously, and I literally stopped breathing and everything, and they had to resuscitate me and bring me back. And then I had different heart problems and that type of stuff, And yeah, I do remember it, and I, you know, and I'm always kind of like, well, you know, here I am again. You know, what are we doing this time? You know, and I kind of tease with my friends and people that know me. I said, I'm just going up to French Kiss God for a minute, and I'll be right back. You know, because it's kind of what it's like. It's like I come back re-energized, and people that have known me over the years of doing this are like, you come back different each time. You look different. Your energy's different. It's like you literally move up a next, like you're reincarnating without actually dying.
Oh my gosh.
And I have friends that will testify to it that are like, you know, you look nothing like you did, you know, 20 years ago. You know, you look younger now than you did 15 years ago, you know, and it's like, I don't know what's happening other than, you know, I just do what they show me and, you know, and I move through it. And I think that helps other people also see that it doesn't always mean that you've got to die if you're in that critical situation, that you can come back. And I think a lot of it is getting the word out there that there's different ways to transition, and it doesn't have to all be dark and gloomy. And you can transition in your life and die to self numerous times. I've done death walks, Native American death walks in New Mexico and 20 years ago on the summer solstice. And this year, that's when I did my very first one, when I was given 6 months to live because I had a liver ailments and they didn't think that I would make it past 6 months. And so I went very, you know, devoutly into the desert, into Chaco Canyon, and then up into South Dakota with the Lakota Sioux and the Petrified Forest in New Mexico and Arizona, and then up to the crystal mines up in South Dakota and Wyoming. And it just really brought me to a place to know that, you know, the earth even has all the right stones to work with us, and there's all the plant essences. I mean, I've worked with a lot of curanderas from Mexico and South America who do a lot of herb medicine, and I think that's why I work a lot with herbs and the essential oils. And I was taught to blend essential oils with a shaman who was a medicine woman for a Lakota Sioux sweat. And she taught me from the ground up. I mean, I had to go dig stuff out of the ground, you know, learn which one was the grandmother plant and which one was a juvenile plant. So that, because that's what it means by wild rooted, is you go to the grandmother plants first, and then you let the younger plants develop and get strong. And then their medicine will be ready when the grandmothers have passed on, you know, where that older plant's not there.
That is so fascinating. Shamanism is so fascinating.
Oh, it is. And I've been really gifted with a lot of amazing people from all over the world. And now that I'm doing radio, I literally am broadcasted in 192 countries. And they found out a while back that I have about, I thought I had 5 or 6 listeners. You know, I'm just like doing whatever, thinking it's no big deal. And, you know, but I was kind of curious because people had been asking, you know, how many listeners do you really have? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me find out. And so I asked the CEO of Renford Broadcasting Network, you know, if he could find out. And he did. And he said, yeah, it's about 419,000 listeners.
Oh, Rhonda.
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yes. And we're down to about a minute left show. I'm afraid we have to say goodbye now.
That's fine.
To listen to your show, all that is on your website, Rhonda?
It's on my website to a point. It's my website just got redone, so there's a lot of stuff on my website. And you can also look me up on Facebook, Rhonda Harrison, in Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. And you can friend me and be able to see my posts that I do there. I do posts on Google+. My shows are on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rocky Mountain time or daylight savings time. And it's a 2-hour segment with usually 2 different guests, and I do shamans and healers, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And I'll send you the link so that you can add it to the other information when you post your show.
Thank you. Oh, Rhonda, I could talk to you for hours. This
Well, maybe we'll have to set up a tea time. You
I
know, we'll
think
drink tea
so.
and
And
Skype.
I think I'll have you on another show, and I'd love to have you on my Voice America show as well. You are just amazing.
Well, thank you so very much. You know, I've always been kind of one to not take a lot of recognition for this. And if you'll look at my Facebook pages, I have Shawls of Love and Hugs, Ceremony and Healing for the Individual and the Land are two other projects I do. And the Shawls of Love and Hugs is where I send shawls to grieving families or people that are alone in the hospital so that they have a hug.
Oh, Rhonda, thank you so
So
much.
you're so very welcome, and it's been wonderful being on the show. Thank you again.
I'm just so honored. And a big thank you to all of our listeners out there.
Yes.
Love, hugs, blessings, and a happy day to everyone. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Paul Levy here. Welcome back. Joining me today is Andrew Scheim, and he is sharing information about an amazing product that he offers through his website, and it is part of the amazing work he does with others, health, nutrition. But what we are talking about today is something called Blue Z Water. And I myself have been a fan of Blue Z Water for about 6 months now, since I met Andrew. So, Andrew, I would love you to just continue to share some of the great information you have for all of us about Blue Z Water and the benefits it has for us.
Okay, and just one thing I want to mention. Our YouTube channel is blue space z space water .com. If you Google Blue Z Water, you'll find it. Or if you go to our homepage of our website, bluezwater.com, there's a banner to click right there. It takes us into the YouTube channel. One of my passions is to teach people holistic skills. So this isn't just about the water. It just so happens that the water is one of the best tools I've seen. And again, it's so affordable. And it's so primordial to life is water. And it uses oxygen as its key feature to heal the body. And oxygen is one of the most profound cleaners in nature. The other thing that I find I use a lot in my practice, by the way, is certain types of light therapy, which we can maybe discuss another time. But light and oxygen, in fact, lightning makes oxygen or ozone. Which is anytime there's a lightning storm. So these are nature's cleaners. If you skillfully understand how to use light therapy, oxygen therapy, you can do amazing things with your health and wellness, but you have to understand how to put things together. Please look at our channel. There's a lot of different videos teaching different skill sets, and you're welcome to contact me, attention Andrew, info at Blue Z Water. Also, anybody buying Blue Z Water, from the show, please mention Paula V. Use Paula V10 at checkout as a coupon code, and you'll get 10% off on your first order. So, going back to just another example of environmental toxins that dramatically affect the endocrine gland system and mood, emotions, is estrogen. There's something called pseudoestrogens or xenoestrogens. Just like chlorine, bromine, and fluorine mimic iodine, these xenoestrogens or environmental estrogens mimic normal estrogen. And when they hit the receptor sites, they can cause all kinds of havoc and displace the natural estrogen. So it's really nasty out there. You have the GMOs, the chemtrails, the heavy metals, the chemicals, the pesticides, plus all the EMF. And by the way, we have Fukushima. All the radioactive byproduct coming over from Japan, which has been hushed up, but if you Google it, it's a real major problem. And the Blue Z water will help pull off radiation from the body. In fact, the Russians tried to buy out this product from Shimonishi years ago when Chernobyl was going down. They were trying to buy him out for $100 million, believe it or not. So one of the things about Shimonishi that's beautiful, he's in his 90s now, is he never sold out. He wants this for the world. He never compromised, and that is a beautiful thing. So anyhow, environmental toxins, you know, they're coming at you left and right. What I love about this water is it deals with all of them. So you get a grid in your body, you start pulling the toxins, you start learning how to detox the old residue. Just be mindful and you can contact me if you're really having issues about how to handle what's called a detox reaction or Herxheimer response. And the Maximize Your Blue Z Water video we have is going to give you more detox and less detox aggravation. It's sort of the foundation of how to detox skillfully and keep down the level of aggravation. A lot of people who have tried detox, they've done it for 10, 20, 15, 20 years. They don't succeed. They try something. It's like, especially if you're dealing, let's say, with Lyme's disease, it cycles. You kind of get it, then it comes back. Same thing with these microorganisms. Once they trench into the body, they don't want to leave, and they'll find any way to hide out and recreate themselves to come back. So you have to understand how to handle these heavy duty, call it a takeover of a sort, whatever. I mean, they want to live, so they'll figure out all kinds of innovative strategies to keep surviving in the body. There are ways to deal with them. We'd love to share this with you if you contact us.
Yes, and Andrew, let's touch on, if you would, share with the audience. I know the Blue Z Water is just a piece of what you offer and what you do for others. Would you like to share a little information on your other services and products?
Well, my gift from Creator is a understanding of body work at a very deep level and having good skill sets. When you work on somebody in body work, the foundation of Chinese medicine is one of my foundations, also cranial sacral therapy. But basically, the probably the key foundation functionally and spiritually and just in terms of the poetically, I would say, is the teachings of the Hawaiians called the Ho'oponopono teachings, which basically says your memories replaying are causing pretty much all of your suffering. Now, when you think about all these environmental toxins, they come out of human consciousness. God didn't create them. Nature didn't create them. Mostly these toxins come from basically toxic subconscious memories of people who can't, get themselves free. They're doing harm. So they're in a harmful state of consciousness, and so this comes out of human consciousness. So once you start to understand that you can clean your part of this array of consciousness toxins, you can actually change the world around you. You start with yourself by cleaning at a very intimate level your own memories. So we have, again, videos on the Ho'oponopono teachings, and they have what's called cleaning tools to assist getting deep within oneself to clean the mind. And we have a sort of a pragmatic step-by-step approach to kind of get you to teach you how to get into this work. It's also a piece of work I really enjoy called the Emotion Code, and we have links to that. And that, again, that's a cleaning tool. One thing about subconscious memory, the water itself gets deep again into all the systems that are when your memory replays. And what does that mean? Think of it as like a computer virus. When it hits your system and it activates, the system kind of goes haywire, and you get a lot of stress. So the water can, number one, help get the body to kind of uproot some of those memories in the brain where they're stored. A lot, part of it's stored in the brain, in the brain cells. So if you've suppressed these memories, they can kind of start to come up. People report having way more dreaming with the water, which is really the mind's trying to process itself. So that's part of the process is getting your processing system to work better so you can get deeper into cleaning these very stuck ancient memories. The Emotion Code and the Hawaiians talk about ancestors' memories replaying. Literally, if you had a great-great-grandfather, literally you can be replaying their experience or their sorrows or their tragedies. This is something you have to read about and kind of meditate on. It's very obvious to me after doing this work a while that this is really like almost like viruses in the network of your ancestry. Think of it like that, just like when you get a computer virus, where is it coming from? Cyberspace. Well, what's your generational cyberspace? That's called consciousness.
Oh, amazing. Oh, it's just all so fascinating, Andrew. It's so fascinating. I love it. I love it. We are down to about our last 3 minutes of the show. What final words and inspiration would you like to share with the listeners today?
Well, I could really say two things. Learn to clean your body and learn to clean your mind and study how to do that. So it really comes down to very heart-centered, simple, common sense awareness and not getting complex. We tend to name things to give them disease and create fragmentation. But if you really, when you're suffering, if you can start there, right there, where am I feeling in my body? And then study, you know, common sense in nature cure medicine, they say change the terrain. In other words, own responsibility and start literally changing yourself. And in order to do that, you're going to have to do some study, just like any other skill set. So we're really trying to give you a lot of different points of view and a lot of different teachings so you can put together your own program. And we welcome questions. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot hitting people all the time. So you're going to have to break it down and you know, first stop ingesting toxins, start to clean your body, and then learn about how to create more peace for yourself, be kind to yourself, and we, you know, and understand these practices where you can kind of get at the, not only the environmental toxins, but those deep, deep repeating memories that the Hawaiians talk about in the Ho'oponopono teachings.
Oh, it's all so fascinating. And I love the fact that when I met you, had you on my show, and began on the Bluesy Water and loving it, you were available. I was able to contact you to get more information, share how I felt. Andrew, you just are great to have available for so many people and what you do. I really want to say thank you, because what it's done for me, just becoming your friend and getting on your products, I've really enjoyed it.
And I really appreciate you letting me share the message. Healing is, you know, I get so frustrated because you have to empower people with wisdom and understanding, and it's not out of your reach. You know, it's very much within your reach. It's just you. I hate to use the word, but many of us have been, you know what, bull something. You know, and this is God's gift to man, is to have a peaceful life, a graceful life. We just have to get the other stuff out of the way.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. That is beautiful, beautiful, because it's so true. And we really, each of us takes responsibility for our lives. You know, so much can come in and we can be told this or that, read this or that, but we're the person that makes things happen. I love it. Oh, Andrew, I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Paula V. Look forward to doing another.
Oh, I look forward to it as well. And a big thank you to all the listeners out there. Love, hugs, blessings, and a happy day to everyone. Thank you. Everyone, a welcome to Why Am I So Happy? Paula V here. Today I have with me Andrew Scheim. And Andrew has been working in the field of holistic medicine for over 30 years. He is a certified natural therapeutic specialist and advanced body worker. He has created innovations in the field of body work through a process of synergizing cranial sacral, polarity, and acupuncture with a new therapy called Rapid Release Therapy, an advanced technology for accelerating connective tissue release. He is a long-term holistic educator and practitioner in the field of nutrition. And nutrition really is kind of what we're going to talk about today, because Andrew is going to share with you a fantastic product, information on Bluesy Water, something I myself have been enjoying the benefits of for several months. So, and Andrew, for those of you that know me for my For the Love of Reiki show on Voice America, you have heard Andrew. He has been a wonderful guest on that show as well. So I would like to begin, Andrew, by saying welcome. I am so happy to have you on my new BBS show.
Thank you. Good to be back. How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Very good. So today we're going to talk about Blue Z Water.
Yes, that sounds fantastic. And if you'd like to share, begin with a little bit of information about yourself, your history, and what made you start enjoying this product and then sharing this product with others.
Well, this product came to me really by through grace, and I do so many different practices and with my clients, with myself, and there are so many components to wellness, and the water came along at an opportune time where I was really looking for an advancement in working with environmental toxins. And it's just getting so bad out there. And one day I just was kind of throwing my hands up and saying, God, I need something, even better than what I'm doing in my protocols. And literally the next day, a friend of mine told me about this product from Japan. And when I started taking it within 2 days, I knew it was amazing. It took me 3 months of research to really understand how profound it is and to understand how it works. And today we're going to discuss some of those features. But basically, it goes everywhere in the body at the cell site and is able to grab up virtually all toxins. So previously, I was using products that would kind of act like filters and be able to grab up toxins, as the if the toxin traveled to the product. But this is actually a water that wherever it goes, it literally can remove heavy metals, chemicals, and then it has other features, which includes super hydration, what they call structured water. And the third feature is the minerals in this water are some of the best trace minerals you could ever take. In fact, personally, I don't take any other trace mineral products anymore. So if you've heard of fulvic acid or, colloidal minerals, this is a superior trace mineral product. So it really has these three features: incredible detoxification, super hydration, and incredible nutrition, feeding these really amazing trace minerals. So the longer you are, I'm still having used this water for probably a year and a half now. I still have not plateaued. It still gets better and better. And I'm 61, and the way I look at it is I'm literally cleaning out, toxins that go back from the day, I started consuming foods back in New York in the old days. And even then, the white bread was toxic. They had chlorinated water. So this water is supportive also for any nutritional protocol you're trying to do. A lot of times, if the cells are just not really absorbing the nutrition, if they're dehydrated, if they're toxic, if they're malnourished at a core level, they're just not able to really absorb, nutritional products. And water is just so fundamental. You literally need to bathe your body in this water, and everything will start to work better when you on your other protocols. As a also as a body worker, when I take people's pulses, that's sort of the core indication of their energetic body.
Yes.
My clients' pulses started to improve dramatically. In fact, I lost some clients because they just drink this water and they just really seriously don't need to come back for treatments very often, especially the ones that are doing the other measures I recommend. And the connective tissue, very important if you're a body worker and you're listening to this, the connective tissue becomes supple, more younger again. Connective tissue dehydrates, it becomes like brittle clay. It starts to compress, it doesn't have the flexing anymore. It starts pulling on the joints. Connective tissue, if any body worker who's doing body work knows how critical the health of the connective tissue is for the structure. Even the organs, everything's wrapped in connective tissue. So if you're having, colon problems, if you can get that tissue in your colon healthier again, your colon could start to literally breathe. So water is fundamental. Now, one of the key things about this water product, and which I want to talk about briefly, is how it works. One key feature is that the inventor, Shimonishi, figured out how to convert ordinary oxygen in water. When you add this product into the water, it converts ordinary oxygen into what he calls activated oxygen. And you can think of this as essentially it's the catalyst for cleaning up the toxins. It's like a flame. And basically it starts to literally burn up the toxins. And this is called pro-oxidation. After it does this burn or pro-oxidation or activated oxidation process, the byproduct of oxidation is then carried off. And this is critical because we're always taking antioxidants. And the reason we take antioxidants is because we don't have sufficient amount of oxygen levels in our body, and we really get like a half-assed burn, basically. We always have byproduct of the burn. So oxygen is critical for cleaning. It's used in hazmat spills. Ozone is used to clean up toxins. But we don't reach the thresholds necessary to get a truly effective burn to detoxify the body. And then there is byproduct in most oxidation processes. This product literally carries off the byproduct of its own burn. We're going to post a link to a video called Maximize Your Blue Z Water Therapy, which shows you how to increase the level of oxygen therapy, combining some other therapies. It's very easy to do, and it combines some of the Russian teachings on breathing and how they work with oxygen, optimizing the oxygen delivery, and a rebounder, and also using an ozone machine. But at the end of the day, you can throttle the activated oxygen in this water to much higher levels. And this is really important if somebody's really sick and has like Lyme's disease or Hep C or heavy duty, very stuck states of toxicity and disease, and they just can't seem to move through it. This is a very affordable, high-level home program where you can really start to increase the intensity and threshold of this skillful oxygen therapy. So that's basically it in a simple nutshell.
So tell us some of the things that people can expect when they start drinking this water. I know one of the things that I was so excited about that I shared with you months ago was, oh my gosh, Andrew, I'm sleeping so well.
You know, that's true for me too, and I'm sleeping even better and better. I mean, 61, I don't know, when you get older, changes don't come as easy. It's hard to break out of those patterns. And, you know, with aging, obviously the brain doesn't quite, we have a video actually on a comprehensive holistic sleep program. We'll post a link to our YouTube channel, and it combines many, many things like brainwave entrainment, essential oils, the water, various supplements, movement therapies. Sleep is very, very important. And to basically, what does sleep really mean? To truly relax, to let go. And you know, as we build up a lot of stresses in our life, the system doesn't flex as like it used to. In fact, there's something they discovered called the endocannabinoid system, which is really like your shock absorbers. A lot of people are riding around in a vehicle, their body, with worn out shock absorbers. So every time they hit a bump, bam, it just rattles their cage. And if you read about the endocannabinoid system, it's actually your ability to regain that buoyancy where something hits you, you don't freak out. Your adrenals don't go crazy. I mean, you can just absorb shock, literally. This is, by the way, the endocannabinoid system is something that exists in single cell organisms. We all have to regulate our being, and this is built into our system. And then, we just have so many stimulants in this environment, and it's coming at us from all directions.
Yes, yes. And this Blue Z water helps us battle those stimulants, doesn't it?
Yeah, number one, it removes. This is what I have it under in my website. If you look under, I'm going to look on product info. We have various tabs. Oh, I'm sorry, repeat the question again.
Yeah, the product, the Blue Z water, helps us with a lot of the negative stimulants that come into our body.
Right.
Yes.
Under Master Cleanser is a tab under our website. So what's important to understand is not only it will pull the incoming new toxins, but it will go after the historical toxins. So now let me just give you one quick example, and we have a video of this on our website. The endocrine gland system is a huge regulatory system. The adrenals and the thyroid are critical regulators for the entire, for stress. You know, if you have adrenal burnout, you feel exhausted all the time, can't sleep, you're moody, you're erratic, same thing with the thyroid, very similar symptoms. So one of the key offenders, for instance, for the thyroid comes from white flour products, brominated flour, bromine, chlorine and fluorine. Chlorine's in city tap water. Fluorine is, you know, for whitening the teeth, all that, whatever, tooth decay. Many people grew up on those three products. You know, if you grew up on city water and ate white flour, you're being saturated in those three, what they're called, halides. The food of the thyroid is iodine. And those three products are similar, very similar to iodine, and they take over. So when they take over, the thyroid goes haywire. Mm-hmm. Bluesy water will pull those toxins out very easily. And if you've read David Brownstein and you're trying to do a high-dose iodine therapy, do the bluesy water first, because you're not going to have all the detox reactions, because it's very difficult to knock those out of the body. And if you just try to take a bunch of iodine, you're going to feel aggravated, and it's going to be a very rough deal. So we really encourage people to detoxify those. They're just one example of many, many toxins. Bluesy water virtually pulls out all chemicals, all heavy metals, and these are all offenders to the entire, you know, nervous system, the endocrine gland system, the brain, you name it.
Fantastic. Oh, right. It does so much. Andrew, I'm afraid we have to pop out for a break, but I'm excited to come back and hear some more information from you about Bluesy water. So everyone out there, stay tuned. We will be right back. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.